Good morning. I'm John Weber, WHYY News. More New Jersey schools may start the year virtually now that Governor Phil Murphy officially will allow schools to choose a mix of online and in-person. But what that will mean for the 230,000 students who don't have a computer or reliable access to the internet at home is unclear. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
Halima Herbert spent the last few weeks of her senior year at Newark Tech High School this spring learning from home. But her shoddy Wi-Fi connection made it difficult to keep up with lessons and invited questions from her teachers.
I think they thought I was lying or they just thought I didn't want to do the work. But I'm like, I cannot do this work because my internet connection isn't working.
The State Department of Education estimates that 230,000 students fall into the so-called digital divide, meaning they don't have a computer or reliable access to the internet. That problem is even more urgent now as more schools go virtual because of the pandemic. Governor Phil Murphy announced a plan in July to close the digital divide, but some, like Democratic State Senator Teresa Ruiz, say it didn't give schools enough time to prepare.
We knew in early March, we knew it in April, we knew it in May, we knew it in June, we knew it in July, and it's still going to be a pressing problem in September.
The Murphy administration has set aside more than $50 million in federal coronavirus relief funding to reimburse schools that purchase new technology, but Ruiz says the state should have acted earlier and that students may fall behind as a result. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.